just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio, making a picture again.
It was a bilious piece of dirt that made me cry out in pain.
Did you say it was a brilliant piece of work and you'll fly me out to Spain?
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it!
It's Friday, so that means we're talking about movies coming out this weekend. And as always, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, is with us. Hi, Rafer.
Hi, Sarah. Nice to be here on your first day hosting.
Oh, well, thank you. All right, let's start with the big one, Beauty and the Beast. Take a listen to this scene from Where Else? The Enchanted Castle.
Now, remember, be gentle.
Kind.
Charming.
Sweet.
And when she opens the door, give her a dashing debonair smile. Come, come, show me the smile.
Oh, my dear.
Okay, so this live-action retelling of the animated Disney fairy tale is out today. And Rafer, I, if you can't tell, am very excited about it. Tell me that I should be.
Are you one of the people that's excited about Emma Watson playing Belle? It's a perfect piece of casting, right? You know, Hermione Granger becomes Belle. It's perfect. And Disney has a good track record of this stuff. I mean, remaking their old classics, Jungle Book, Pete's Dragon, Cinderella. I wish I had better news for you. I found this to be a rather stiff and kind of lifeless telling. Even though it is live action, you'd think it would kind of come to life more. I'll tell you what my big problem is. That scene that you just heard with Lumiere, the candelabra, Cogsworth, the clock, Mrs. Potts, the teapot, all of those figures that you remember from the animated film that were so lively and expressive and buoyant, they're CGI figures here, and they're a little stiff. You can't really read the expressions on their faces that well. Lumiere, who does Be Our Guest, one of the greatest numbers in the original film, He has almost no expression on his face throughout that entire number, and I found that kind of sucked the life out of the movie for me, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, no. Okay, well, what about the Beast? The internet, I remember when the trailers, when we first saw pictures of the new Beast, the internet was very upset about how mean the Beast looked because he has a much kinder face than the animated version.
Right. He's more a figure of fun and some tenderness in the animated version. And he is that here, too. But once again, Dan Stevens, who plays the Beast, he's underneath this, you know, layers of makeup and also CGI effects and things. And I think it just kind of takes away from his ability to kind of express those emotions that you remember so well from the animated original. And, you know, I'd take the 1991 movie any day over this one. I'm sorry.
And I heard it's pretty close to the original movie, but I hear that Belle in this film, I mean, I think she's considered one of the smarter Disney princesses.
Yes.
She's always reading. And in this movie, her dad isn't the inventor. She is the inventor, right?
Well, she does have her moments of inventing. There is a funny moment where she sort of invents the washing machine in a way. I won't spoil it, but it's kind of a cute moment at the beginning. And I know that Emma Watson has said that she tried to, you know, give Belle a little more agency and a little more empowerment in the film. I was looking for that. I didn't really see that many signs of it in the film.
Okay, movie number two, The Belko Experiment.
Please, stop putting words in my mouth.
I'm sorry, but that sounds to me like you're saying you want to kill innocent people.
No, I am not saying that at all. I'm saying that we need to discuss all our options.
Well, we understand, but we are not going to entertain the option of killing people.
Okay, What is this movie? Is it a horror movie? Is it a satire?
It is. It's a little bit of both. It's about a company, an American company based in Bogota, Colombia, and its workers one day are trapped inside the building and told that they have to kill several of each other. And if they don't, even more will be killed. And so what you have is this kind of cloistered survival of the fittest scenario inside a workplace, which I think is a pretty fun and kind of funny idea for a horror film. I would say what makes this work is the great cast. Michael Rooker from Guardians of the Galaxy, the great John C. McGinley, who plays the office creep, who's always like hitting on the women. You can guess where he takes things in this movie. I wish it had been a little more pointed, a little more satirical, as you were saying. But it's fun. It's funny. It's got a great moment where somebody kills somebody else with a scotch tape dispenser. I think that's kind of worth the price of admission right there.
All right. Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday. Rafer, thanks for being here and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.